Well, good afternoon, everyone, and to you on the telecast. Opening the scroll. I believe that we are in the end times, what the Bible often calls the latter days. And that belief is reinforced almost daily in the headlines, which I don't have time to go into. So I've been looking into the book of Revelation to help make sense of the times that we are living in. It's a complex book and can be confusing. It's easy to get lost in the details. I've read several articles on Revelation, including the 1972 booklet Revelation Unveiled at Last. What I want to show today is the basic storyline of Revelation, which really means the story flow about opening the seven seals on the scroll. And this will help put many things in order, in chronological order. Surprising to me, the story of the opening of the seals takes only about six chapters of the book of Revelation, and those six chapters aren't contiguous. What I can't do is predict when Christ will return. So we'll get that right out of the way right now. So let's start at the beginning in Revelation chapter 1. Verse 1 says, "This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants the things that are ordained to come to pass shortly." That kind of sets the context for the whole book. So we'll skip to chapter 5, where the scroll or book is introduced. It's book in the Greek, Biblios. Revelation 5 verse 1 says, "And in the right hand of him who sits on the throne, I saw a book written within and on the back, which had been sealed with seven seals." So what is this scroll that's so central to the book of Revelation? If you make the mistake of searching on the internet, you will find a number of theories, and they all sound plausible to me, so I'll give you some of them. Some say it's the book of the law that a king needed to have by his side at all times. Some say it's like the scroll from the book of Ezekiel, where it says it had writing on the front and the back, and there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. That kind of fits. Some say it's the book of Daniel 12 that was sealed until the end of time, and now it's being unsealed. Some say the book is the decree of God for the judgment of the world. Some say it's a legal document, specifically a title or deed to the earth. And some say the scroll is the book of Revelation itself. So it's a great discussion question that we can talk about later. What does the scroll really mean? What is it? Anyway, chapter 6 is where the action starts. The Lamb, whom we know to be Jesus Christ, begins to open the seals, and he opens six of them in the space of 17 verses. I'll come back to the meaning of the six seals later. The point now is that events take place chronologically from seal 1 to seal 6, and then chapter 7 is sort of a break in the story flow. The events of chapter 7 are after the sixth seal and before the seventh. The story picks up again in chapter 8. And let's look at a couple verses there. Chapter 8, verse 1. "And when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of half an hour." Verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. What this tells us is that the seventh seal is made up of seven trumpets. And chapters 8 and 9 is the sounding of six of those trumpets, and then a break in the action before the seventh trumpet, which we see in 11, verse 15, and then the seventh angel sounded. And then we have a break again, and the story finally picks up again in chapter 15. I'm skipping the parts that don't involve the actual scroll. Whereas in Revelation 15, verse 1, it says, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God." That phrase will come back. So, seven angels have the seven last plagues, also called vials or bowls, depending on your translation. The seventh trumpet is made up of the seven last plagues, or vials. These vials are poured out in turn through chapters 15 and 16, with the seventh vial. Is that me? Okay. The seventh vial being, it is me. The seventh vial being poured out in 16, verse 17. Where it says, "The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done." So, it's not entirely clear to me when the events of the seventh plague are over. The rest of Revelation, chapters 17 through 22, go well beyond the last plague, describing the marriage supper, the millennium, the white throne judgment, etc. Clearly, these things are not part of the seventh plague, but chapter 17, where it's talking about the judgment of the whore and the beast, chapter 18, the fall of Babylon, I guess they could be considered part of the seventh plague. Yet another discussion question. Anyway, the overall pattern is seven seals. The seventh seal is seven trumpets, and the seventh trumpet is seven plagues. The 1972 booklet explained all that quite clearly, but surprisingly, it was new to me this year, the joy of learning things I already knew. So I'm going to repeat that. There are seven seals. The seventh seal is seven trumpets, and the seventh trumpet is seven plagues. So the story flow of the opening of the scroll takes place in chapters 6, 8 and 9, part of 11, 15 and 16, and maybe 17 and 18. That's it. So, let's go back to the meaning of these seven seals. I noticed that the first five seals were expressed in symbols. There's the four horsemen that we're all quite familiar with, and then the souls under the altar story. After that, the meaning of the sixth seal, the seven trumpets and the seven plagues, they're in plain language. So let's look at how do we know what these first five symbolic references are. Well, Jesus, who gave the vision in the book of Revelation, also gave the interpretation in the Olivet prophecy, which we can read in Matthew 24, Mark 13, or Luke 21. The disciples asked him, "Tell us when these things will be." This is Matthew 24, verse 3. "And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world?" Jesus tells them seven things that are about to happen, and these correspond with the seven seals in Revelation. And there's a lot of consensus on the interpretation. I'm not just in the Churches of God, but even the Protestants agree on the interpretation of these. So they are, in order, in plain language, the white horse is false religion. Jesus says, many will come saying, I am the Christ. Well, that kind of has two meanings. People will come saying, Jesus is the Christ, and people will come saying they are the Christ. It's interesting that the white horse has a bow, but there are no arrows mentioned. I don't know if that's relevant, but I found it interesting. Seal number two, the red horse, is wars and rumors of wars. Seal number three, famines and earthquakes. Seal number four, the pale horse, pestilence and more earthquakes. Seal number five, souls under the altar. It's described as persecution, tribulation, or martyrdom. And note that this is Satan's wrath. We read earlier what God's wrath was. This isn't it. This is Satan's wrath against believers. And then we switch back to plain language. Seal number six is signs in the heavens. Yet more earthquakes. The sun turns to sackcloth, the moon to blood, stars fall to the earth like figs falling from a tree. We would probably call that a meteor shower. And seal number seven, Jesus coming in the clouds. Well, so what? How can we make use of this information? Well, we can ask, have any of these seals been opened yet? History is full of examples of the troubles described in the first six seals. For example, more Christians were killed in the 20th century than in all previous centuries. Does that mean that the fifth seal is opened? Well, does it sound like great tribulation like never before and never again? When the booklet was written in 1972, there had just been two world wars. It looked like the red horse was riding. So, looked like the famine of the black horse was imminent. But World War II ended 75 years ago. Has that horse ridden or not? Recently, we've experienced a pandemic, in Bible language, a pestilence or plague. But COVID-19 doesn't really look like the fourth seal because it hasn't killed one-fourth of the earth, at least not yet. Historical plagues and flus have been that deadly, though. And so we've always had false religion. We've had wars, we've had famines, we've had plagues. But it seems that the intensity of them has been increasing. Have some of the seals been opened? Or will be there some future event when it's obvious that the seals are opened? Yet another good discussion question. Well, knowing the story flow then helps us to evaluate people's claims. Some make predictions that don't follow the chronology of the seals. For example, after seeing signs in certain constellations, people predicted the rapture, they predicted the tribulation, and even Christ's return. But consider, the tribulation is seal number five. Heavenly signs are seal number six. Christ's return is seal number seven. As much as we may want to, we don't get to skip over any seals, nor do they come out of order. So, well, what should our response be to any of these things? Well, Revelation tells us this. It's the only book in the Bible that promises a blessing for reading it, with a caveat. Revelation 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. So, we've read it. How do we heed it? Well, as I was puzzling this question, I came across Steve Hansen's sermonette, To Heed or Not to Heed. So I want everyone to look that up. It's on the UCG Sermons webpage from July 3rd this year. And I'll give you the really, really shortened version. In Mark 13, Christ tells us four times to take heed. And Mark 13 is talking about the very same time period as Revelation 6 through 19. This is the same message as Revelation 1 verse 3 that I just read. We need to know what's coming and to take heed. Here are the four places that Christ told us to take heed from Mark 13. Verse 5. Take heed lest any man deceive you. Verse 9, take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up. Verse 23, take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. And verse 33, take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. And for more information, go check out Steve's sermonette. So, the point? Discern the times that we're living in and take heed.